Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Welcome back, listeners, to yet another episode of the Chili Dippers Golf Podcast. I'm your host, Luke Clark. Sitting across from me, as always, is a man who throws his playing partners out of his golf cart every now and again.
Till the day I die, I will say he jumped ship. He abandoned ship, and he should have stuck by me a bit longer.
Yeah, I'm still laughing about that. Anyway, we're doing something a little bit different today. We're not going to review a golf course. We've been mentioning talking about doing it. We've had a lot of people send in some questions. So, and it's hard to get through them all. Some people send them in, and they might not make a show for like a month and a half later because you can only do three or four questions at a time. So we thought we might have a bit of a mailbag, sort of a question time special question episode time. Of the Chili Dippers today. David, how do you feel about that?
Yep, ready to go. We've talked about a few earlier, so we've got some answers ready to go. We've hidden a few from each other because we thought they might work better on the fly.
Yep.
So hit the intro and let's go with question time.
Welcome to question time.
Right, you should be pretty happy with this. We're doing a whole...
We're up to do a special, mate, question time. And as you know, I'm all about helping others. So if they've got questions to ask, I'll have answers for them.
All right. So I am going to start with some questions that have been sent in by Sean Ivanax. Axe, as we like to refer to him.
He's not in jail for his prank?
He actually did... Speaking of that, I just want to get to... I'm not going to read it all out, but because I haven't got it ready. But he did send in an email. He mentioned a few other names that might have been involved in that prank, that it wasn't just him. And it might happen to be one of the guys who informed us of the prank.
So the gang's dobbing each other in now, are they?
Yeah, so they're singing like Luther. They're in their little rooms and they're getting leaned on by the interrogator.
So they're all trying to dob the other in to get a lighter sentence, are they?
So we're looking at you, Ian Haywood.
No, good on them, though. As we said, I still reckon it's one of the good, fun, harmless pranks going around. So good luck to the boys.
All right. So,
what's Axe sent in for us?
Righto. Axe has sent in a bunch of questions. I'm going to start at the top and go through a few of them here. First question Axe would like to know is, if you're going through a bad patch, what are the three fundamentals you keep going back to or have been told to go back to?
Well, Axe's timing's very good on that because I'm going through a horror patch at the moment. And funnily enough, when you're going through a horror patch, the last thing is, I'm not qualified to give anyone tips on fundamentals and all that. But what I do personally is, the best little tip I had, I remember I was standing on a massively elevated tee on a par three, incredibly windy day and all that, and I didn't know what club to hit, what to do, try and hit a flat one or whatever. And the bloke I was playing with, it just happened to be Fixer, said, trust your swing.
Yeah.
And I'd played enough good golf over the journey that if I swing it right, it'll go okay. So he just said, trust your swing. And I reckon that's a great thing to have running through your head. Because when you hit it bad, isn't it because you tried to train this?
You're thinking too much.
So trust your swing was one.
Yep.
The second one is just the all-time fundamental all-sport tip. Watch the ball.
Watch the ball, yep.
Doesn't matter what any ball sport you're playing. Watch the ball, that's two. And the other one is, there's sort of two that go together. It's generally slow it down in tempo. Most golfers' mistake is because they're swinging too quick, not too slow.
Yeah.
And especially with me, so I just think slow it down tempo, trust your swing. And the other one is, now, Mark Horan, who... we slaughtered the other day because he had the tennis ball sized head on this. Gave me a great tip one day. I'd missed a few putts, and he just said, How hard are you grabbing that handle? And I said, I'm fucking trying to wring its neck. And he said, just relax your grip. Just relax your grip on the putter, or whatever, and that'll come good. So I reckon, relax your grip, slow it down tempo, trust your swing, and watch the ball. And that's as absolutely simple as you can keep it. But I reckon you notice that. I reckon you notice people, once they're playing bad, you have a look at them and they white knuckle up and they really start to strangle the grip, and there's no need for that.
Yeah. Look, my three is fairly close to that, actually. I've got don't think, so that's the...
Yeah.
I've got slow down.
Yep.
And And I've got one piece takeaway, which is more so, and it goes back to slowing down. When I'm playing bad, that is one thing I think. I slow the backswing down and try to keep the one piece takeaway. And because if you get your backswing on a good swing path, then the rest is actually fairly easy. So they're the three things I actually concentrate on. But I think slowing down is the big one.
Yeah,
slow,
it seems to be,
slower
doesn't it?
Down.
That's what I've got to do doing podcasts, slow it down a little bit. Just take it easy. What's next for us there? What else is Axe after?
All right. Axe wants to know, what is your most annoying habit on the golf course?
Something that annoys me on the golf course?
Yeah, look, maybe something that you do or something that other people do?
Well, nothing I do annoys me other than play bad. Things I don't like, slow play, obviously.
Yeah,
this is an obvious one. You just like to be in a groove. You don't want to be waiting.
Not in a hurry, but
that you're in a hurry.
Be to not have to.
We're never in a hurry, but yeah. And the other one is looking for lost balls for too long, especially when it's not mine.
Yeah.
But even if it is mine, I'll leave it. Yeah. Just leave it. Let's go. I don't like looking for lost balls. That annoys me a little bit.
Well,
what do you got?
I've got something that I do that drives me bonkers. When I put my golf ball in my left pocket after putting out. Go to the next tee box, and I put my glove on, and the glove's in my left hand, and the ball's in my left pocket. And I don't know why that annoys me. I have to get the ball. It's harder to get the ball out of your pocket with the glove on.
I know exactly what you're saying, but I absolutely just don't do it. Ball and tee are always in the non-gloved pocket side. Yeah. Well, I've even got a pair of shorts with only one pocket on it, and it's on that side. So that is annoying.
Yeah, the other one is not putting the tees back at the end of the round. I get home, and I've spoke about this on other podcasts. And I've got no tees in my golf bag, but a million
I hadn't thought of that. I hope you're taking the shorts off or in the wash, and you've got golf tees in there, because you never take one tee back out of your golf bag or your car. It's gone. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, it's fair enough.
All right. So I'm going to move on to the next question.
We're still at Axe?
We're still on Axe, yeah.
Gee, thanks Axe for sending them in, mate. I hope we're helping you out.
Look, he wants to know, what is the most bankable club in your bag that you feel confident in hitting sweetly every time? Now, I just want to make a thing. Ian Popel has sent some questions in. Popes, we're gonna
He's got the same question.
So I'll answer for both of them.
Looking again, up until 3 or 4 days ago, I'd say driver. For 30 years, I could just hit the driver up the left edge and fade it into the middle. Never went very far, but it was just as safe as. And it's funny you say, oh, it's not a driver hole, hit 3 wood or 5 iron. My driver went as straight or as reliable as any of them. So driver. The other one is 5 iron, though, middle of the fairway, 150. I generally feel pretty comfortable with the 5 iron. On the other end of it, I can say which isn't, a wedge from 40 yards in or so. I hit it 4 feet or skinny at 40 metres over the back. It's just absolutely abandoned me, the wedge. So the others I feel pretty good about.
I've been spotted putting from...
Oh, long distances away. Yes. Can't hit a wedge.
The opposite of yours. Mine's the 60-degree wedge.
I've
been known to nickname myself the surgeon with the six time to... I've said it's time to scrub him whenever I'm sort of 40, 50 out with the 60-degree. I just feel like I can't miss with that. And the longer my irons go out, the worse I get.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. Now, he's actually someone in here asking, what is the strangest golf rule that you heard of or know of?
I've got one for that.
Okay, let's hear it.
Now, you know, if you hit the ball in the bunker, you can't touch anything.
Yes.
Can't touch the sand, can't touch... So you're aware, if you hit the ball in the bunker and you know you hit it in there, then you get up there and you can't see it, you are allowed to fish around for it.
In the bunker.
Yeah. You're allowed to move the sand out of the way and have a look for your ball. Then if you find your ball, you have to cover it back up with sand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you're allowed to leave a tiny little bit of it up so you can see where it is. But yeah, so you're allowed to move the sand out of the way to find your ball and then cover it back up before you play it.
Really? No, I did not know that.
There you go.
All right, well, I've got one. It's a, it's not really a rule as such, but... It's about hitting out a turn. Like, the term ready golf is sort of becoming more popular.
Yeah, we just play ready golf.
We play ready golf, right? But I'm talking about, like, the difference between sort of a match play scenario and stroke play. So, like, the situation, like, you're playing match play and your opponent's further from the hole, right? So he's taking his time. He's deciding what club to choose. And you just think, I'm going to have a hit. So you hit your shot while you're waiting, right? There's no penalty in match play for playing out of turn, but your opponent can actually choose, if he wants to make you replay that shot.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So even if you hit it in, if you put it in,
yep.
he can say, oh, no, you played out a turn, take it back out and hit it again.
Yep, they can, yep, they
can require
immediately cancel the last stroke and replay it. Look, in stroke play, there's no penalty and you can play it where it lies, which is what we do most of the time. Yeah. But yeah, I just thought that was a bit harsh if you did get pulled up on that.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
All right, so that's the majority of Sean. Look, there were some others that he sent in that we've answered in other pods, so we're going to move on now to some questions that Ian Pope has sent in.
Well, yeah, Pope's had a few. What's he got for us?
Well, he's got a couple here that I haven't actually ran past you.
All right.
Oh, actually, no, we'll start with this one. He wants to know, what is your best golf purchase? Either equipment or bargain?
The best golf, it was a purchase, but then it turned into something else and then something else. So I bought a driver. And everything I buy, it was half price and whatever and whatever. And something went wrong with it. So I took it back to get repaired. And they gave me a replacement club that was better than the one I took back to get repaired. And they didn't take a name or anything. So the replacement club became mine. But then I accidentally broke the replacement club too far after I had not returned it to get my club that I was getting repaired. So it was, I sort of got two drivers for one, but ended up with none. And the other one was me golf shirt from Cape Kidnappers. That's the best golf shirt going around. It's nearly the dearest item of clothing in my wardrobe. Yep. And I love that. That's my golf shirt. That's my best golf shirt, and I love wearing it. So that'd be it.
Mine's pretty simple. Mine's my golf cart. It's just cool owning a golf cart. Having not
cost you about $500,000, didn't it?
In the end, it did. Yeah. I let the batteries die at the start and to replace them.
No, I mean, you had to buy a house to get it.
True. But look, it's just something cool about having one.
Your own golf cart's great.
Yeah. All right, so here's a question I haven't read out to you. You don't know it's coming.
No.
Okay, the question is, you finish a round of golf and you go to the local pub for a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You have the choice of chicken parma or Ribborama. What do you choose?
Chicken parma all day.
Pope is not going to be happy with that.
What's he doing?
There's a backstory. We come up Torquay with me, Axe, Popel and Donnie, and we played golf at the Sands.
Yeah,
Donnie, and we went across to the Torquay Hotel where we ate the other night. And
we were at the Palmer.
Yep, and there was a massive special Ribborama night, like a once-off thing, and we all got super excited. Said, "Oh, it's Ribber, we've got to have Ribber." And Axe has gone and ordered the chicken parma, gone against the big special, and Popes and Donnie nearly fell off their chairs and haven't.
Was the ribs any good?
Yeah, they were beautiful and ginormous. Yeah. And once they came out, Axe was, what's the word I'm looking for? Food envy.
Yeah, buyer's regret. Yeah.
Yes, buyer's regret.
Speaking of post-golf anything.
Yes.
One thing we haven't mentioned, and I've meant to mention every show, one of the best, whether you play good, bad, or otherwise, how good is the post-golf shower?
Shower. It's one of the best showers.
It's the best shower you can have.
I was thinking about this the other day. I've got one shower that's better that you might not be that familiar with. Is the post camping shower? Once you've been,
I thought you were going to say something else.
Bush for 4 or 5 days, and having a shower is.
I remember that from a long, long time ago. Yeah, but I love the post golf shower. Whether you played good, bad, or otherwise, you can still enjoy the quality shower.
All right, so moving on. If Hollywood made a movie of your golf travel / podcast, what actor would play you? Which we have briefed on in earlier pods, but we'll go again.
Oh, look, Jeff Goldblum's the actor I want to play me, but Jeff Goldblum. As far as voice, if we're doing podcasts, I've been compared to Steve Kernahan voice wise. Do you know Steve Kernahan's voice? Yeah. It's horrible. I've got Jeff and yours.
Well, it depends on the budget. If we've got a bit of money, it's going to be Ben Affleck. If the budget's not as great, I think we might go Matt Dillon.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
And then if we're going, then it's John Cusack.
Oh, yeah. John's probably a bit cheaper these days than at his peak.
Yep. All right. So this is Pope's final question. Now I'm gonna reword this into a question. He wants to know, have we ever played in a World Masters games? And if we did, what was roles like in warm-ups?
Oh.
Just so people know, back in 2009, I think it was, we put together a bunch of guys and we went to Sydney for the World Masters games.
Put together a bunch of guys. I would word that in a different... Organised to represent Australia in the World Masters games? We were Australian and we were representing them. We played other countries.
It was a pretty big deal. Look, we went.
It was the largest sporting event held in Australia outside the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah, so we put a basketball team together. So there was a few of us local lads and we got a couple of guys. We didn't have enough people to come to make up the team. So we got a couple of guys off there. They had like an email where people would write in, give a brief description about themselves and they would turn up. One guy that rocked up used to play professional basketball in Europe, but way past his prime, but still a good fella.
What was his name?
Shakira.
That's it.
And then we had another Filipino, I think he might have been.
Dr. King.
Dr. Adam King. We had these two.
Adam, you remember his first name?
Adam King, yeah.
Dr. King.
So we had these two guys filling, right? So we're in warm-ups. We're doing the basic layup line. Rolls, I've got the ball out of the net, about to pass the ball to Roll.
So we're in the Olympic Stadium, massive big stadium.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Don't get
people
wrong,
everywhere.
It's nearly empty, but it was a big stadium and enough people around and it's go on.
So anyway, so I get the ball out of the net, go to just pass the ball to Rolls, put it out in front of him so he can run onto it. Rolls takes one step like he's got roller skates on his feet, slips, gets horizontal to the floor. And then just comes crashing down this biggest, loudest bang you've ever heard in your life. Big, massive. And I look across.
The window.
And here's Shakira, the ex-pro. I could see him look up, look at Rolls on the ground, look at me and just think while he's doing his shoes up, like, what the fuck have I got myself into here?
Now, with that, it was weird. I remember the ball being passed to me. And I remember stepping forward. And that was like in a movie if you cut three or four frames out. So I've stepped forward, and then the next thing I remember, I'm horizontal with the gun. I'm thinking, how did I get in the air? What am I doing here? And I've smashed down to the deck. I genuinely don't know. It was like I had roller skates on ice.
I just don't know
how I got there.
But look, you did redeem yourself in the first couple of minutes of the game, I must admit. The first couple of minutes of the game, they scored first. I get the inbound pass, so I'm running the point at this stage. I come down, top of the key, looking all over the court for someone, for an open option.
Rolls is on
my right hand side.
Everywhere.
How did you even start the game? Anyway, Rolls is...
He's the dominant power forward in the nation.
Rolls is standing on the baseline, arms out, like screaming for the ball. I think I looked I looked his way. Every other direction to see if there was any other options to give to. And I thought, if he wants it that bad, so I threw him the ball. He's taken half a second, bent the knees, straight up in the bottom of the net.
Perfect form.
And then once it drops, he looks across at me and goes, all day, Clarky, all day.
I remember we're running back into the fence and I'm in your ear going all day, and you've lost it. You've had to take the play off. You've nearly walked off the court.
I cut the call to my man. I was laughing that hard.
You were no good. You couldn't. I think the pressure of the big tournament got to you.
It did. And then so Rolls' nickname over that would become David All Day Rolston. But the funny thing was, I think it was the last bucket you shot for the entire tournament.
That's got out of hand.
And then in warm-ups in the last game, I remember where you went to do a layup and you jumped. Your hand went above your head and the ball rolled off your fingers and just went straight to the ground. Straight, and he looked at me and went, oh, I've got nothing.
It was a big week. It'd been a big week and I'd fatigued and didn't have a heap left in the tank.
So he went from Dave All Day Rolston to Dave, I've got nothing. So anyway.
That said, the gold on my medal wasn't any less shiny than the gold on anyone else's.
On a world stage, we competed against five teams.
And took the gold medal home.
That's all people need to know.
They're the facts of the case, and they cannot be disputed.
All right, I hope we've done that justice for you, Popes. That was
and you knew that story, Popes, and didn't need to bring it up again.
Okay, well, that's that's most of Poble's questions. I have got one from Mark Goody. I couldn't actually find where he sent it in, but I do remember what the question was. No, he wanted to know how many Michael Jordan jerseys did I own back in the day compared to LeBron James jerseys now? Like, oh, everyone that knows me knows I'm a big, huge LeBron James fan. And back in the day, I was a fan of Michael Jordan. To answer the question, I actually didn't have any Michael Jordan.
No Jordan jerseys?
And look, it's just the reason being back then, they just weren't as easy to get. And you just you couldn't get on eBay. There was no internet. You couldn't just ship one overseas. But I do own like three or four LeBron James jerseys. So that wins hands down.
I had two Jordan posters.
You had plenty of posters.
A Jordan dunking over Magic.
Yep.
And I bought Jordan dunking the moon. Jordan was in space and he had the moon in his hand and he was dunking it. And I bought it in Perth and I had to make a phone call. So I had to go into a phone booth. So it was back when you had to go into a phone booth to make a phone call. So we put the poster on the little stand, made me phone call and walked out. So yeah, I left the poster in the phone box and never even got to hang it on my wall.
I got a quick Michael Jordan story. My brother, way back in the day before you ever got to see any NBA on telly over here, I don't know who, someone sent him over VHS with all these Michael Jordan highlights. And it was so cool because you actually got to see I had all the posters, all that, played the video games, but this was a highlight package. And there was one particular highlight where Michael Jordan was on the fast break and does that rock the cradle dunk. Yep. And that's what the commentator says. And I remember having like a big pop-up VCR player with a remote that was on a cord. And the remote was buggered. So if you hit play, it stopped. If you hit fast forward, it rewinded. If you hit pause. Yep. And so I was waiting for this, and it was the highlight of the whole video, which Adam loved this particular dunk. And I remember watching it one day and John trying to hit pause in mid-dunk and hit record. And the cricket got recorded over the dunk.
No.
I'm not sure if you ever knew that was me. But yeah, we're not going to get into the who's better out of Michael Jordan and LeBron James because that might disappoint a few listeners. All right, so, well, actually, I was going to say, have you got any questions? Well, I'm sure you do. But before you do, I've just got something written down here that I forgot to mention earlier that I do want to bring up. One thing Axe did email us in, he suggested that we host some sort of big, whether it's big or not, golf tournament, some Chili Dippers classic, maybe in Yarrawonga or something, which I actually don't think is too bad.
That's a great idea.
I think he's trying to make it into like a fairly large event. Where I wouldn't mind just get our our listeners that we know who listen.
Yeah.
Just try to organise a day and we might all get down there and we'll call it the Chili Dippers Classic and we might try to run it every year and maybe some sort of an Ambrose event.
I'll tell you what we can do. We can get a tremendous trophy. I know a guy who has a trophy shop. And can get us a really good one. So
good, I'm looking forward to seeing that. You organise that.
All right, I'll organise that. What's your number? that's a good idea. Golf tournament of any sort with a few of the boys, especially the guys that listen, something to talk about.
And I reckon we can have a talk to Jimmy at Black Bull there. I reckon he'll have a bit of fun with that. He'll let us do something, I think.
That's a good idea.
We'll have a think about that, Axe, and we might... We might put that into play. Now, Rolls, I think you've got some questions over there.
I do. Now, I do. I get plenty of questions sent to me as well, and I normally edit them and ask them in the style I would ask them, and I don't go word for word. But this one's, I will go word for word on how it was sent in for us.
So these ones I haven't heard.
No, you haven't. Well, you haven't heard this one. This is from Amber. All right. While you guys aren't exactly George Clooney and Brad Pitt, you're also not a hat full of bustards or a drop pie. Now, while you were clearly funny and smart and reasonably well off, as you show by travelling around playing golf all the time, I'm amazed that you were both still single. How is this possible? That's from Amber. She wants to know why you go first. How are you? Now, I know you have an endless parade of beautiful women in and out of your house.
Come on now.
No, well, but so, how is a catch like you still single? Have I put you on the spot?
yes, absolutely.
Well, that was the point.
And I don't know how to answer that question, to be honest. I've actually thought about it.
Yeah.
And look, it's not because.
Come on, you've got to be able to think on your feet, mate.
Yeah, but it's a tough question.
Do you want me to answer me?
You give your.
Oh, because I'm. What?
No.
Yeah. No, well, I'm still single because girls is it. I get on great with mates' girlfriends. Mates' girlfriends and mates' wives love me. Get on magnificent with them. If they're single, they just don't like me. The girls don't like me. Look, I'm fat and ugly and lazy. That's probably not high on their list of things they want. But it's amazing. Goods as misses, fix as misses, all Rocky, get on magnificent with all of them, I think. Anyway, they may hate me, but I think, and whatever, but no, if they're actually a single girl, they, and I'll tell you what troubles me, all these girls who I do get on magnificent with, so do I. Haven't got a single friend. Not one girl I know knows a single girl.
I get too much of that. I get too much of
So how come every girl you know has single friends to set you up with? Not one girl I know has a single friend to set me up. None of them. No. What about that girl? She's not married, but she's not in the country for no way. So, yeah. Also, I'm the unluckiest man on earth, too. There's some ordinary stories where I've missed out, where I had things going pretty well.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a thread going around in the digital media of entitled Dave the Unfuckable. that is quite hilarious, is for another. Anyway,
what about you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You've been thrown by this.
I have been thrown by it. I don't know if there's a reason why. A lot of it is because I don't know what I'm looking for. And a lot of it's sometimes it's because I choose to be, and sometimes it's...
All right, then. I'll let you get away with that. You didn't give me much. I'll give you something much easier.
Good.
Much easier. If you could have the fighting skills of any movie character, who would it be?
I really like Steven Seagal's.
That's mine!
Is it?
That's all. No one. Seagal's the best.
Yeah, Seagal.
He's never been hit.
Yeah,
and in 14 movies, no one laid a hand on him.
They're not big moves. They're just real quick little hand gestures.
He uses their strength and power against them. Seagal's mine as well.
Yeah, Seagal. I'm trying to think if...
He's better, Bruce Lee and all that sort of stuff. Nah. Arnie, what's his best fight in Predator, in Commando?
There's not a lot of fighting.
Yeah, Mel Gibson was a good fighter in Lethal Weapon. He was tough and
Van
did his...
Damn.
Nah. It's Seagal, isn't it?
Yeah, Seagal's, yep.
All right, that was much... I didn't think you'd go there, but that was much easier. Well, I reckon we've done enough questions there. That was our question special.
Yeah, that went quick. That's nearly 27 and a half minutes.
I hope it's okay. What do you think? It was all right?
We're giving the people what they want. They've wrote these questions for a reason. We might do this again at some stage.
Keep writing the questions in. As I said, we love doing it. If you're enjoying the answers, we're happy to do it. Makes our content easy to fill. So send your questions in. And as you can see, from love to movies to fighting to whatever, if you've got finance, engineering, whatever you want, we can cover all bases. So send your questions in.
Where do they send them into, Ross?
They send them into thechilidippers@gmail.com.
Very good.
I haven't even got that in front of me. You didn't think I had that, did you?
Sure, you were going to mess that up.
And I think that's the best place to send them because we can keep them in the one spot.
I would like to make a point of that. Look, we appreciate, feel free to send them in any way, but we would appreciate if you could send them in via email, just so I've got them all listed in the one spot. So, because that's like Mark Goody, I'm sorry, I can't remember your question. I can't remember how you sent them, whether it was text, Facebook, or what. But if they're on the email, it makes it a little bit easier. Well, so we're going to wrap this up right about now.
I've just seen a little box of Nutri-Grain that's caught my eye. I reckon I'm going with that with a midnight snack. See you later.
In the back where the grass don't grow, gonna take a few hacks. That's a place for you if you're just like me. I'm Chad Rich, yelling at the TV. You have another cool one, but it won't hurt. Got myself a big stick swinging in the dirt. I got a two-bit job with a little bit of pay, but I'm no pressure, couple lessons a day. We're working on the swing and talking trash. Take another good hit, try to make it last. There's a place for you if you're just like me.